Well, Ryan, it's been an interesting day's play. Plenty of action, plenty of incidents to talk about.
Yeah, I think it's always going to be the case on a pitch that's deteriorating. There's going to be a lot going on, and especially when there's a lot of spin ball, you have men around the bat, it kind of just creates that vibe that there's a lot happening.
You are chasing a total of 282, which I think it's fair to say is going to be a challenging one on a wicket like this when you've got the likes of Imran Tahir and Hamidullah Kadri with their spin bowling to contend with.
Yeah, well, they went the game playing three spinners. They've got Critchley as well, so they were banking on winning the toss, and it's kind of gone how they would have wanted the game to go, bowling last on this pitch. As I said, it's deteriorating a little bit. There's some footmarks there, and it is going to spin, but it's going to be a challenge for us for how we play that spin and how we try and chase this score down.
It was an interesting scorecard as far as Derbyshire's second innings was concerned. Durham had to come out and hit them hard and quickly, and you did. You had three wickets down in no time at all in the first 10 overs. Then a partnership, then more wickets, then another partnership, then more wickets. And wickets spread around your team, but of their side, only three players actually got the double figures, and one of those was 108.
Yeah, well, I think that's credit to Alex Hughes. He's gone out there, he's held the innings together, and he's scored 100 on a pitch where it was a little bit up and down. I think our guys bowled pretty well today, but for someone to knuckle down like that and get 100 and allow guys to come in and build some partnerships, regardless of how big the partnership is, just spending some time out there keeping us in the field, it worked in their favour, so it's a credit to him for his 100.
Was it doing much for you? Were you turning the ball much?
There was spin there. It wasn't every ball, but there was definitely some that spun sharply. I wouldn't mind bowling again on it tomorrow, but no, there's going to be plenty there. Obviously, they've got Imran Tahir. He's a world-class leg spinner, and we've got a team of right-handers, so it's going to be a massive challenge. But I think first innings, I know he got five wickets, but I don't think we played him particularly badly. So I think the guys will be pretty confident going in tomorrow.
You got to within 67, which when you were 205 for 8 looked like it was going to be an enormous task to try and get anyone near you. You've got to really be thankful of the efforts of Barry McCarthy and Paul Coughlan to put 90 on the board for the ninth wicket, a Durham record for the ninth wicket against Derbyshire.
Yeah, that was a great partnership, and obviously we were desperate for a partnership at that time. Thought Cogger's batted brilliantly. He keeps the scoreboard ticking over. He's an absolute freak running between the wickets, and he doesn't let their fielders settle, and he turns to singles for anyone else into twos into threes, and he just brings a buzz to the game, which is, I think, is absolutely brilliant. Barry's shown in the past couple of weeks what he can do with the bat. He's had some vital partnerships past couple of games of rushy, so it was good that he could get, how did he get 30 odd, but in that partnership it was massive, so it got us to within touch distance of their first in score.
And finally, 17 overs to bat out tonight, and you got through those intact.
Yeah, the lad's done very well there. It looked challenging. As it's kind of been themed throughout the game, the new ball does a bit, and they kind of weather that storm, and then obviously a bit of spin to finish the day off, and the lad's done well. Couldn't have done a better job, really, going in tomorrow with all 10 wickets intact.